Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, June 5th. The U.S. Supreme Court says Colorado's Civil Rights Commission was hostile and biased against a man's religious beliefs when he refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple in Lakewood. Benta Berkland has this story.
In its 7-2 ruling, the court said the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was not fair or impartial and violated the First Amendment rights of Baker Jack Phillips. One commissioner compared his deeply held religious beliefs to defenses of slavery and the Holocaust and called it a despicable piece of rhetoric. Republican Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs spent time during this year's legislative session trying to bring more balance to the commission.
This is a black mark upon our state's Civil Rights Commission, frankly, a commission appointed by our governor.
Last month, Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill to reauthorize the commission. The bill also prevents either party from having a majority of members on it. The Supreme Court's ruling was narrow in scope and didn't explicitly address whether a business can refuse to serve gay and lesbian people, but it did reaffirm anti-discrimination laws. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Ever since there were coal mines in the North Fork Valley, there has been the problem of what to do with methane byproduct that continues to pour into the atmosphere. Meanwhile, at the Paonia Dam, another problem threatens the climate of the North Fork Valley. Years and years of mud and silt have built up against the dam, creating a thick clay that is rapidly filling up the reservoir. Now, an innovative scientist and the North Fork Coal Methane Working Group have come up with a possible solution to both problems. Chris Kasky is a scientist and entrepreneur in Denver. He has pitched the idea of using the methane gas from the coal mines in the valley to fire ovens that can be used to make bricks out of the clay from the Paonia Reservoir. He spoke with KVNF News recently and talked about his participation and how the project got started.
The actual brick project came about through the North Fork Coal Mine Methane Working Group, which is something that was organized by Delta County and Gunnison County. Tons of credit to the county commissioners, as well as Administrator Robbie LaValle, putting this group together. It's a bunch of stakeholders brought together to address the question of natural gas that's leaking out of the coal mines, because the coal is saturated with natural gas. So as they mine and after they mine, it comes out. And it's a big source of pollution, and it's a wasted resource. So the county's brought the stakeholders together to say, is there anything we can do with this that would be useful? And if not, you know, what are our options for mitigation? So, you know, there's a number of reasons that it doesn't make sense financially to try to clean this gas up and put it in a pipeline. It also doesn't make sense financially to turn it into electricity unless you have a buyer who's willing to pay premium for that electricity. And to mitigate the pollution, what you really need to do is burn it and turn the natural gas into CO2 and water. You know, CO2 is also a pollutant, but it's much less potent as a greenhouse gas than natural gas/methane.
Turning clay into bricks requires a great deal of heat, which makes the burning of the methane ideal for these purposes. The first step in the process was for Kasky to determine if the clay in the reservoir made good bricks.
We're fortunate that the sediment in Paonia Reservoir is a high-quality clay, and firing clay into bricks or bowls or pottery, a tile, something like that, that's a very energy-intensive process. You have to take the clay up above 1,000 Celsius, really close to 2,000 Fahrenheit, to get the clay to mature into a brick. But there's plenty of energy to do that. And then, you know, myself being a material scientist, I said, let's explore that a little bit further. Got a couple buckets full of mud from Paonia Reservoir and took them back to the lab to turn them into bricks. And that worked out. We are making some what appear to be decent quality bricks, and I'm confident that they can pass whatever ASTM standards are required. And then we're just starting to look at markets. You know, we're solving two problems, right? The methane problem and the mud problem. But it doesn't become a good idea until you're also solving a customer's problem and that there's actually someone out there who wants wants to purchase these materials and use them.
Caskey believes that the idea to use methane byproduct from coal mines to provide the heat to make bricks out of reservoir sediment is unique. As he mentioned, finding a market for the bricks is a major hurdle to the idea. Further, the bricks have only been made on a small laboratory scale. For it to be in any way profitable, the process would have to be taken to a much larger scale.
We have made them at a pretty small scale. My kiln can fit one brick at a time, and it takes 12 hours to heat up. I hold it at temperature for 24 hours and another 12 hours to cool down. So I can make one brick every 2 days, which is not a factory by any means. But I do think we can build a pilot plant in the North Fork, the small, like one ton per day type factory. A big modern factory is about 1 million bricks a week, and that would take some real time to get to that scale. But I think we can make a small modern factory or a small pilot factory in the next year or so.
Caskey, owner of the Delta Brick and Climate Company, will next apply for grant money to fund an operation that can produce the bricks on a small scale in the North Fork Valley.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KVNF, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
Governor John Hickenlooper has vetoed five bills in the last two business days on everything from marijuana consumption to tobacco prices to open records for autopsies. Benza Berkland has more.
The governor called a proposal to restrict conflicts of interest on the Sex Offender Management Board overly broad and redundant. He says a bill that would have allowed dispensaries to apply for a tasting room license violates the Constitution and Amendment 64 because, quote, marijuana consumption may not be conducted openly or publicly in a manner that endangers others. Hickenlooper also vetoed a bill that would have banned the public from viewing autopsy reports on the deaths of minors. He said an informed public has societal benefits for all at-risk children, present and future. This is the last week for Hickenlooper to either sign, veto, or let bills become law without his signature. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.